So what comes to mind when you think of a toddler? In other words, a child between the ages of 1 and 3 or 4. Chances are the word toddler evokes a number of images from the way they look to the way they talk, play, and behave. Both physically and mentally, toddlers change from one day to the next. They're learning to speak in sentences and communicate ideas. They can even follow simple instructions, like, please sit down, don't hit your brother. By the end of toddlerhood, all 20 baby teeth will have grown in. So if a child is not a picky eater, it's time to become familiar with new textures and flavors. In fact, every day is about learning. Sometime between 2 and 3, a toddler will be ready to potty train and do other simple activities like running, climbing, or even riding a tricycle. One thing's for sure, life is about movement and discovery. In the U.S., an estimated 61% of children under the age of 5 have some sort of child care arrangement. Of those children, the majority are cared for by a relative, some have a nanny or occasional babysitter, while others attend daycare centers, nurseries, and preschools. As of 2018, 40% of 3-year-olds in the U.S. were enrolled in a preschool program. That, of course, isn't to say that parents aren't around. According to Pew Research, 1 out of 5 U.S. parents choose to be a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad. They'll be the first to admit that parenting is a job, too. To do it well takes patience and energy. Even the most loving parents aren't immune to temper tantrums. Have you ever seen a perfectly happy child throw themselves on the ground and scream because they don't get what they want? That behavior is called a temper tantrum. And children around the age of 2 might throw tantrums wherever and whenever they like. We often call that stage of development the terrible 2s. If you ask a pediatrician about it, they might say that this behavior stems back to a strong desire to be independent while lacking verbal and motor skills to achieve one's goal. For example, a child might try and put on a pair of shoes and throw a fit or a tantrum when they're unable to do so. They might have a meltdown when they don't get to choose the color of their shirt. Another common challenge for parents is teaching a child how to share. You may hear an American mom saying, sharing is caring, or come on, let's take turns. And in response, see a 2-year-old yank a doll out of another child's hands. So how do American parents deal with misbehaving? Well, that depends on the parent and also the behavior. What should you do if your child hits a sibling? Do you put them in time out? Do you spank them? What if they act up in the grocery store because you refuse to buy them a chocolate bar? Do you distract them by focusing on something else? Do you try and negotiate with them? Do you give in? Many parents decide early on how to discipline in order to remain consistent. And although there are plenty of strategies on how to deal with misbehavior, it's always helpful to know what triggers it. Is it sibling jealousy? Are they cranky and defiant because of hunger or exhaustion? If so, sometimes a simple nap can work wonders. In a toddler's eyes, the ideal parent would let them play every waking hour of the day. They'd love to stack blocks and do puzzles, play with Legos, Play-Doh, or action figures. Hands down, a toddler would enjoy drawing with chalk, coloring in a coloring book with crayons, or maybe even coloring on the walls. As a parent, you may find yourself running through the sprinklers on a hot summer's day, blowing bubbles, or even playing pretend. Activities like these can awaken the child in oneself. If the toddler is not on a sugar high and bouncing off the walls at night, it might be time for peace and quiet. You can sit on the edge of their bed and read them a bedtime story before tucking them in. You might even want to sing them a lullaby to help them drift off to sleep.